think that for many of us here today, our favorite memories revolve around food. When I was a small boy, my mom, like many mothers here this afternoon, would make me my favorite meal and bake me my favorite cake on my birthday. She not only did this for me, but for all my other siblings as well. But like many of us, as I grew older, as I matured, it wasn't so much what I ate, but with whom I ate that I remember. In fact, I can still remember clearly where I ate and what I ate with my date at my very first prom. I'm sure all of you still remember vividly the dinner you had when you got engaged, what you served at your wedding reception, anniversaries, and other important events. Yes, it just doesn't seem like Christmas or Thanksgiving without Grandma's secret recipe for candied yams, ambrosia, or better yet, something I dislike, which is oyster stuffing. As human beings, as human persons, and this transcends every culture in our world, all of the most important events in our lives are celebrated with food. We're sharing a meal is a chance for us humans to be together. When we eat, even if it's the simplest of foods, we become closer. We bond. We become one with one another. On the other hand, how many of us remember when we've been truly hungry? I'm not just talking about plain hungry, but almost starving. Think back to the last time your stomach was growling. Your hunger was so great that you were almost nauseous. And remember when you finally ate, how satisfied you felt, how the food filled the void, how we took the crabbiness and weakness away. So with all this in mind, it's not so amazing that Jesus chose the context of a meal for us to remember him. For Jesus not only gives us a context, but he also offers himself as nourishment. How simple, how basic. Hunger felt and satisfied, thirst quenched. For food and sharing a meal are powerful metaphors. Powerful metaphors for God's love and care for us. God made each one of us humans so we hunger each and every day. And God nourishes us. God gives us food. Remember how God gave Adam and Eve food in the garden? How God fed the Israelites with manna and quail in the desert? And how Abraham and Sarah fed the angels who were disguised as strangers? We read that Jesus enjoyed himself at meals as well. He changed water into wine at Cana. He partied with prostitutes and sinners. And he fed thousands and thousands with a few loaves of bread and fish. And so in our humanness, in our tradition, sharing meals are places where we often find God. So intense is the love that Jesus has for each one of us that he gives us himself for nourishment. Take and eat. This is my body. Drink this. This is my blood. When we eat this meal, we become one in Christ Jesus. As one of my favorite songs goes, we, though many, become one body in the Lord. But giving himself, sacrificing himself, was not easy. Giving came at a cost for Jesus, It was a gift that cost him his very life. And so for us to truly share in the Eucharist, for it to mean something, it must come at a cost for us. Like Jesus, we need to be saving bread for one another. We need to love our enemies. We need to forgive those who have hurt us, especially those who have betrayed us. Otherwise, the Eucharist that we share means absolutely nothing. In other words, the Eucharist is made real when it transforms our lives. When we stop being the angry and revengeful people, which is so sadly part and parcel of our human nature. And so as the bread is broken for us to eat, so we too must be broken to nourish one another. As a cup is poured out for us to drink, so our lives are poured out to serve one another. Give without counting the cost. Forgive those who hurt and persecute you. As often as you do this, you remember me. I give you a new commandment. Love and forgive one another. Do this in memory of me.